Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:15, and from Milford Asset Management on this Tuesday, Sam Trethaway is with us. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
So, Sam, how has the week been in equity markets?
All the action has been in offshore markets, Larry. They've had plenty to think about with Trump's tariffs against China and really what they mean for global economic growth, and could they slow what is a fairly buoyant global economy at the moment. The week ahead also is pretty action-packed with the US reporting season kicking off, and in addition to that, the interesting feature is Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who replaced Janet Yellen earlier this year, appears before Congress twice, and I think people there will be really looking for his comments around what the Fed is thinking re-Trump's trade tariffs.
And on the corporate news front, what has stood out for you?
It's been a period of management change again, Larry. So we've had Fletcher Building yesterday announce a bit of a reshuffle of its senior team. A new CEO starting at A2 Milk, and Sankar Narayan, the CFO of Xero, also stepping down.
So what were the change at Fletcher Building, and what do you make of them?
Fletcher's has moved its construction division CEO, Michelle Kernahan, into the role of building product CEO, which is Fletcher's largest division, and also appointed Peter Reedy, who is the current CEO of KiwiRail, to take over that construction role. I think that move with Michelle Kernahan is interesting, as she is the person that former CEO Mark Adamson put in the place last year when things really started to go wrong to fix the project losses that they were experiencing. So that move to me signals some strong focus from Fletcher Building on the building products division, and that the fix-it job within the construction division is done for now as much as it can be.
And Fletcher's construction losses, are they all over for now?
I wouldn't say that for sure. I think it certainly does suggest that they have stabilised or fixed the ship to the extent that they can, but some of those contracts and that they have are very large dollar amounts. So there have been some heavy provisions put in place around them, but they are small profit margins in an industry where costs do continue to rise. So certainly not. I wouldn't say that.
Okay, and what about the A2 Milk CEO change? What will Jeff Babbage be remembered for?
Look, Jeff has contributed a huge amount to the success of that company. He formally finished as CEO last week after being in the role for nearly a decade, and Jade Harlecker, who started yesterday, will take his place. I think Jeff has been heavily responsible for the success ultimately. He's taken the company from what was a series of unsuccessful licensing deals to setting up proper distribution and supply chain channels into Australia, and then growing that to around $900 million in revenue and a market cap of about $8 billion, which the company is today. So Jeff and his team have taken, I think, some reasonable risks along the way, but he can certainly take credit for the success.
And in that then, going forward, will his experience be missed?
I think not in the short term. The trajectory for A2 is largely set for the next year or two. And also Peter Nathan, who's been really Jeff's right-hand man, responsible for the execution, particularly around that key Chinese infant formula business, is still very much heavily involved in the business and remains in his role. So that's fine in the short term, but the strategic decisions and the long-term strategy, which is what Jeff would really excel at, could be something that they have to focus on, and that's the big challenge for Jane coming in as CEO. Jeff was a great man at talking things down to investors, to the market, and then really over-delivering.
Well, what about the new CEO, Jane? Up to the task? What do you think?
She's got huge boots to fill. She comes in with a stock that has high market expectations around the continued growth of the business. She's actually the former CEO of Jetstar and was responsible for growing that business on behalf of Qantas, but it's a milk company's fairly different proposition. I think the calibre, though, of applicant that they would have received for this position as CEO of A2 would have been seriously high, so it's too early to judge yet, but what she will do is influence how A2 performs in the medium term in 3 to 5 years' time.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. It's now 6:20. News Talk ZB.